newspaper.
You don't fool with the newspaper.
Where did people used to store milk and butter and things to keep it cool?
In the well.
Did y'all have a well?
No, not my day. They tell me that my people did have one, but they had water when I came along. But the reason I know it well, because when I went to farm my grandfather was always in, you didn't need no ice water. Whoever does that there really does good work. Because you could just go there and pull your bucket of water and you had some good, cool water. I don't care how hot it is.
How long would y'all stay up there? Did you ever spend
the
whole summer anymore?
No, weekend most. 4 or 5 days a week at most we don't spend.
Uh-huh.
He was like this. They have a church there in Marshall, what they call St. John. My mother and my grandfather, all of them were, my mother and them were reared in this church. And they would have homecoming day. It still goes on the first Sunday in August. And my grandfather always, he prepared for all his children to come home on the first Sunday in August. And he would have him a batch of young fries. He'd have the ham he'd cured during the winter. The peaches would be ripe. The watermelons would be ripe. You know, and he wanted them to have some of all of this. And this is when he wanted his children to come home. And we all, very few years we missed going the first Sunday in August. We always went to my grandfather.
Do you ever still go to see any of your relatives up there?
Yeah, I've got friends up there. I was up there about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I go. Of course, we have sold the property up there now, so we have no more holdings. But I got a lot of friends up there. I go up there. Sometimes we go up there Christmas, Thanksgiving, and they come here, we go there. And especially one couple that my wife goes with a lot on these trips and things. We go a lot of places together. And either just like Thanksgiving, well, this Thanksgiving they come spend, have Thanksgiving done on, spend Thanksgiving with us. Next Thanksgiving we'll go up there, and like that all the time.
Where did people used to store potatoes and turnips during the winter?
They used to have what they call a bank.
What was that like?
Well, it wasn't nothing but they just put them all down on the ground and throw the dirt up around them and keep them till they got ready to eat them.
Where did you keep chickens?
Well, they had chicken house and the chicken yard mostly.
What about for the baby chicks? You put them in a...
Well, you put them in.
Do you ever have anything made with the pointed roof?
In the chicken house.
Uh-huh.
In the chicken house, yeah. That's what you
do. Do you ever hear that called a cook?
Cook. Yeah, chicken cook, but you see, now, not necessarily baby chicks. The way I was always taught, you cook the chickens before you get ready. Before you get ready to kill them, you put them in a cup and feed them corn.
Uh-huh.
They say feed them good corn, you'd have more meat in them. And a lot of people say clean them out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did y'all ever have chickens in Houston at all?
Yeah, we used to have a cow, chicken, and under the barn. Yeah, we had a cow and under the barn.
Did you learn to milk
her? Yeah. Sure.
What would you call on a farm a sort of a makeshift fenced in place where you could shut the cow to milk her?
I don't know about that. See, we didn't have no farm where I'm taking that house out there. Well, we had a cow.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a little kid, we had a cow.
Did